Good morning, this is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time, on Friday the 24th of May. Japan's consumer price inflation data for April was, to be honest, just the tiniest bit dull. The data slowed, and for the most part it was in line with the expectations of the market. A slower pace of food price inflation accounts for most of the decline. It's worth noting that hotel price inflation, while somewhat slower, is still close to 20% year over year. This elevated inflation is not necessarily due to domestic demand, but instead leans into the influx of tourism into Japan in the last 2 years. Japan's pivot from being an exporter of goods to being an exporter of having fun has been a remarkable case study, and has been exactly in tune with the shifting patterns of consumption of developed economies. Some Japanese are suggesting that foreigners seem to be having too much fun and that fewer tourists might not be such a bad idea. In the United States, we have the Michigan consumer confidence data, which is just meaningless noise. The partisan bias is fun to track, however. The gap between Republican and Democrat sentiment remains at an extremely wide level, as it has been throughout both the Biden and the preceding Trump administrations. On the inflation expectations component, it is worth reflecting that there are three forms that inflation takes when it comes to consumers. First, there is inflation itself, which is what economists understand. Then there is inflation perception by consumers. This is a mix of concerns about price levels as well as price changes, and is subject to frequency bias and other distortions. It's generally higher than the inflation reality, and it is this form of inflation that matters politically. And finally, there are inflation expectations as measured here in the Michigan survey, which are inflation perceptions then overlaid with a strong sense of partisan bias and perhaps some sensationalism. But it's important to note that this number is not necessarily the same as how consumers actually perceive inflation. US durable goods data is also due today. The latest revisions to German first quarter GDP left the headline figures unchanged. However, there were positive revisions to consumer and government spending in the previous quarters at the end of last year. German consumers are not sulking at home and refusing to spend. They were never going to rival the hedonism of the US consumer. For, let us face it, even the wildest excesses of the Roman Empire do not come close to rivaling the hedonism of the US consumer. Nonetheless, this is a relatively solid performance in the revisions to the German data. The first quarter consumer data was weaker, but given the bias Germany has to revising up growth-related data, this may well change again. UK April retail sales were a generally bleaker picture. The UK retail sales data is published in volume terms, so it's therefore unaffected by price shifts. The UK is, of course, periodically subject to light rain showers. Some people may have observed this when the current UK Prime Minister announced the general election. However, April had 55% more rain than normal, which meant that people were not inclined to go out and go shopping. This produced negative in-person sales. Of course, people were prepared to stay at home and click the checkout buttons on online retail. But even that was still quite subdued. Why buy new clothes if the weather encourages you to stay at home in sweatpants watching Netflix? That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.